Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Come 2024, baby!
Have you seen that clip yet that I just played the audio from? That is Tim Walz as he was walking out of that Michigan game this weekend. And somebody in the crowd yelled, Trump 2024, baby! And Tim Walz gave him the salute, the middle finger salute, it appears, in that video.
Wow.
It's kind of gone viral a little bit. So, I don't know how that flies. It seems maybe tomorrow night in that debate, J.D. Vance will be able to get under his skin pretty easily like Kamala got under Trump's, because that was sort of a, he kind of lost his temper there a little bit, I would think.
And such a minor thing to lose your temper
yeah,
he over.
The guy didn't cuss at him or anything. I did, pretty surprising, if that's what happened. But on the video, that certainly appears to be the case. All right. Obviously, voting has already started in Missouri. You can absentee vote with reason right now if you have a good reason for it. And I think October 24th is when no excuse absentee voting starts, where you can walk in and vote early. And Illinois is doing the same thing. So the question is the mail-in ballots. It was pretty lopsided there for a while as to who was doing most of the mail-in balloting. And I saw a great article on that. Brianna Lyman joining us this morning, who she's a correspondent at The Federalist. And Brianna, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
This has been a debate for a couple of different sessions now of voting, right? Who's most likely to vote by mail?
Yeah, so right now I think Republicans and Democrats alike, their big strategy here is they want to target low propensity voters because they don't have to worry about what we call hard Republicans or a hard Democrat, because they will turn out, though, especially Trump supporters. I mean, they'll go through hell and high water to vote for this man. But low propensity voters, they may have political affinities toward a candidate, but they have a less likely chance of actually turning out. And so I think Republicans have been really putting a lot of emphasis on getting those voters to vote by mail, and it seems to be working.
Yeah, well, it's good. I mean, so what do we have to back that up? I mean, how do we judge if more Republicans or conservatives are approaching this vote by mail method this year?
Yeah, in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, we're seeing Republicans take advantage of mail-in ballot compared to Democrats. They're kind of chipping away at that 2020 edge that Democrats had, which is huge, especially for a state like Pennsylvania and even North Carolina. I think a lot of people assume North Carolina is, you know, a red state, when in reality, you know, it's not a safe red state anymore. I'd like to see those numbers kind of increase for Georgia when early voting begins. I'd like to see that happen in Michigan and Wisconsin as well. But I think if you can get two or three states from 2020 back, you're in good shape.
Well, I've heard some of my friends who are also conservative who have expressed concern or been listening to commentators saying, you know, they wouldn't be surprised if liberals tried to pull something like they did 4 years ago, where all of a sudden you have this pandemic and they have to change the way that you can vote on election day. So I don't know if you're hearing that, too, of just what if something were to happen right around the election day and then things kind of just were forced to do things a little bit differently again.
I think it's a valid concern when you think of how election administration was handled back in 2020, because you had people who were unelected. So you had appointees, you had secretaries of state, you had individuals who didn't have and still don't have the authority to change election laws and election administration. And they did that. And they did that in cases that mattered most, like Pennsylvania, for example. And there's nothing necessarily stopping these officials from doing that again this November. And I think what's frightening is that, you know, the RNC is engaged in dozens of lawsuits to try and preemptively avoid a scenario in which there's a last minute change that could impact voting. But that's not to say that someone's not going to put out guidance, you know, a week before the election and it doesn't get before a judge in time. You know, there's a lot of things that could happen.
Yeah, very true. You know, Brianna, I wanted to ask you about another story that you covered last week, and that is the case challenging the Mississippi decision to extend the deadline for mail-in ballots till after Election Day. That's now in front of an appeals court, correct?
Yeah, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is hearing this case, which it's a tremendous case and it's a tremendous opportunity to remind people that Election Day is set for a reason. And I think for a long time, Election Day has turned into Election Week, it's turned into Election Month with early voting. But there has to be some end date to an election cycle. And Democrats have wanted to expand that for, you know, 3, 5, 6 days after the election. And at what point does it end?
Yeah. So now, initially a judge supported the Mississippi action. Now it's been appealed to the Fifth Circuit. If the Fifth Circuit overturns that, would that have an immediate impact on November's election?
So I'll be honest, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't want to speak too far, but I did speak to Hans von Sparkovsky from the Heritage Foundation. And the way he explained it is that one of two things could happen. The Fifth Circuit could rule in favor of Republicans, which means that that case would go back to the lower court, and the lower court would figure out a way to remedy the situation.
Okay.
If there becomes an issue where they say, well, it's too close to an election, we can't change election law, it could be, I believe, appeal that back to the Supreme Court. If the losing team for the Fifth Circuit decision gets upset, they could also appeal it back to the Supreme Court. And if the Supreme Court takes and issues a ruling, you know, one of the questions they will have to answer is whether or not it is too close to Election Day to implement a change. I don't know how that will play out. Nonetheless, even if they rule in 3 months that you can't extend Election Day, I think it'll kind of reinforce the idea that Democrats have kind of usurped the authority of the legislature in a lot of states to extend Election Day by, you know, 3, 5, 6 days.
Yeah, I was going to say they didn't feel like it was too close during COVID. I mean, they changed a lot of rules at the last minute, it seems like.
Yeah, and that's, you know, people always talk about the tale of two justice systems or the way that Republicans and Democrats are treated. And it is differently, especially because, you know, as Kathy Buchvar, she was Secretary of State in Pennsylvania during the 2020 election. She was making guidance days before the election to the point where the Supreme Court actually said, for example, segregate late undated mail-in ballots and we'll figure out what to do with them after. And she eventually agreed to it. And then a few days later, she said, you know what? No, we're going to count those. And if the Supreme Court puts a ruling in at another point, we'll subtract them from the total. That is inappropriate behavior for a Secretary of State, of course, when an election is on the line.
Yeah, and we've seen that out of several of these Secretaries of State for sure. Brianna Lyman, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You can read more of some of Brianna's stories there at The Federalist, including that one about this extension of whether or not Mississippi extending the voting time violates federal law. That's the question there. Can an individual state decide we're going to count ballots for 5 more days past the deadline? Remember the Postal Service? We talked to Hans about that this morning. The Postal Service said, oh, you got nothing to worry about. We'll be just fine with mail-in ballots this year. Until they're not. And if this ruling stands and the mail gets them in late, those voters get disenfranchised. Now, I believe they should be. Don't get me wrong. You got plenty of warning of when the election is. If you don't vote in time and your vote gets there late, you're just out of luck, right? It's just like trying to go to the water company and say, but I mailed my bill. And they're like, yeah, but it arrived 5 days late and you have to pay a penalty.
Yep.
And you're mad about that. That's on you, yep. Not on them.
I don't want to discourage early voting. I think that actually is something that I might even be interested in, just in case something were to come up on election day, even though I personally, there's something about going on election day, walking into your polling location and casting your ballot that day. But you just have to wonder, is something going to happen? But the mail-in is what kind of gets me a little bit nervous. There's just so many things I feel like that can happen. And I know they say over and over again, oh, it's secure, it's this, it's that.
How do you
really know that when you're going and voting in person, that to me just feels more secure?
I saw somebody suggest this, and I thought it was pretty eye-opening. If you trust the U.S. mail system as much as you claim you do, put $500 in an envelope and mail it to yourself and judge your success of getting it back in a fair amount of time. I'm stunned sometimes at how long it takes mail to get to me these days. And I know they had a lot of struggles at the post office, but I still think that these are issues they're going to have to address if they're going to start relying on mail-in ballots more and more and more in the future, honestly.
100%.
Plus, you got the chain of custody issues, proving who it was that filled out the ballot. I mean, I think there are a lot of questions surrounding that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.